24-year-old male and was an Uber and Lyft driver for a couple years while I studied at college. I was lucky enough to own a fairly new car with great gas mileage, so driving people around was no big deal, and I always saw it as easy money. I've never been the most talkative guy though, so I usually just say hello when they get in, and leave out all of the awkward small talk. Most of the customers I'd get were other college students who needed a ride back to the dorms, or out to a house party or something. Due to my school schedule though, I'd mainly work between 6 p.m. and 2 a.m, depending on the day. This night, I'd started at 8, driving around 10 to 15 customers before eventually picking up a guy around 11 p.m. On the app, it showed his pickup location on the side of a small neighborhood road. This wasn't all that unusual, but when I pulled up to his location, I didn't see him anywhere. It was dark though, and the roads weren't very well lit. I pulled off to the side and put the car in park. Looking around, all I could see was a gate up ahead, blocking off the neighborhood from regular traffic, so I couldn't go any further anyway. I decided to try calling the guy since I didn't know what else to do, but after a couple rings, he declined it. Almost a second later though, the back door opens and a man gets in. I had no idea where he could have even come from, but I obviously assumed that I must have just missed him somehow.
"Hey, are you Tom?"
I asked, making sure it was my customer. He replied yeah quietly, so I shifted into drive and made a 3-point turn to get out of the neighborhood. I wouldn't say I'm the most cautious Uber driver at night, but I definitely pay attention to make sure I don't get stuck in a bad situation. So occasionally, I'll glance in the mirror to see what they're up to. Doing this, I noticed something was off about the man. He looked like a normal 30-year-old man, but he almost seemed nervous, as he was fidgeting with his hands and staring at the floor. It was pretty weird, and it gave me a bad feeling. He requested a 15-minute drive to a house just outside of my college campus. About halfway through, things started getting much weirder.
"Hey, how close are we?"
He said it with a somewhat shaky voice, again like he was nervous. I told him we were 8 minutes away. A moment of silence passed before he leaned forward, partially between the front seats.
"Is everything okay, sir?"
He then immediately leaned back in his seat, but didn't respond. We made eye contact in the rearview mirror, but he looked away and began fidgeting again. Obviously, I knew something was off, so I took this chance to look at him in the mirror and try to see if he had any weapons. There were no signs of anything big like a gun, but I wasn't confident whether or not he had a knife. I tried to stay calm, but my brain kept going over all of the horrible things that could possibly happen to me really soon. We were just 4 minutes away, when the man leaned forward again, asking me if I could just pull over here and drop him off. Looking around, the road was quiet and there were no cars nearby, which did not make me feel safe at all.
Are you sure? Your stop is just a couple minutes away,"
I said, trying to convince him to let me keep driving so I could get to a safer area.
"No, drop me off here. I need to get off here."
I slowly pulled the car off to the side. I held my foot down on the brake, stopping the car, but still keeping it in drive. I politely told him to have a good night, hoping he'd just get out. Of course, though, he stayed there. There was a really strange few seconds of total silence, as neither of us moved or said anything. Then the man suddenly jolted forward, reaching for my phone. I slammed my whole body into his, causing him to drop the phone in the crack between the seat. We continued to struggle as he reached around the front seat, frantically trying to grab anything he could find. The car constantly was jolting forward because I couldn't keep my foot on the brake. But after maybe 20 seconds and many unsuccessful attempts, the man leaned back and ran out of my car and off the road. I immediately drove off and away from the scene, calling 911. I was shaking and breathing heavily, trying to explain what had happened. Thankfully, they seemed to understand pretty well though. To sum everything up, it turned out the guy was using his friend's Uber account and was found pretty quickly. I feel really lucky to have gotten out of that unharmed, as the guy didn't even bring a weapon. From what I know, he didn't have a history of violence or anything, so I guess that explains why he was nervous and unprepared. It almost seemed like he didn't even want to do it. I still drive for Uber and Lyft, but I stopped doing really late drives, and I'm definitely a lot more cautious about who I pick up. I'm a mover and truck driver for a large company that helps families move across the country. Mainly, me and a team of movers will go to a house that has prepared all of their stuff in boxes, and we load them up on our semi-truck along with their furniture. Then I take the truck and drive down to the new house and unload it with a smaller team of local movers that the company would hire. The biggest portion of my job is driving though, since we specialize in cross-country moving. I'd been at this job for 4 years at the time, and had been a truck driver for over 10 years. I'd heard about things like this happening, but I never thought I would be put in a situation like that myself. The move was from Lower Tennessee to Upper Michigan, not the longest drive compared to my usual, but still a full day trip. We finished loading everything up by midday, and I began the drive at 2 p.m. The first several hours were completely normal. I drove about 6 hours without a single stop, before eventually pulling over to get some food. I continued on again for another hour. At this point, I was in the lower to mid part of Illinois, which is all plain farmland. The highway narrows down to a long single lane road with nothing other than an occasional farm or forest on the sides. As I drove through the darkness, with nothing but my headlight shining on the road, a small light appeared far in the distance ahead of me. As I got closer, it was more clearly a car's blinking hazard lights. However, I could see both the front and the back headlights blinking, indicating to me that the car was parked sideways on the road. I slowed down, knowing I'd have to carefully maneuver around them into the oncoming lane. Once I was about 100 feet away though, another car was visible in my headlights. It was parked with its front almost touching the other, but all of its lights were completely off, explaining why it wasn't visible at a distance. Together, the two cars completely blocked both sides of the road. I stopped my truck about 20 feet away, leaving it on as I looked at the situation. Initially, I thought maybe they had an accident, but I couldn't see any damage to either car, and they both seemed to be parked almost perfectly. Of course, I started getting nervous at the possibility of a surprise attack, so I grabbed my small pistol that I kept holstered in the center console. It did make me feel safer, but I'd never had to use it before, and if there was a group of people planning an attack, they were almost sure to be armed as well. What really confused me though, was the fact that the hazard lights of one of the cars was on. It seemed like that would give away the fact that there was a roadblock, and just didn't make sense to me. I stayed in the truck and looked all around the scene and the side of the road for any signs of someone being there, but there was no one. There wasn't really any way to turn the truck around. And even if there was, the nearest detour was miles back and would add several hours to the drive. It just wasn't an option. I sat there for probably 5 minutes, nervously swiveling my head around, expecting someone to come out at any second. But after not even the slightest of noises or movement, I decided to check on the cars. I was absolutely terrified though, and even flicked the safety off of my gun before leaving the truck. Once I got out, I stood right by the open door for a whole minute, hoping I'd be able to jump back inside if someone decided to jump me early. But then I slowly made my way towards the small car with the hazards on. The headlights from my truck shined through the whole inside of the car, and there was nothing unusual. It was actually really clean inside. I tested the door handle, and it was unlocked. It made me really uncomfortable that someone would leave their car unlocked in the middle of a road like this. But inside I noticed the car was in neutral. I looked towards the back of the car and there was nothing but a flat field of grass. So after glancing around the area one more time, I went to the front of the car and began pushing. It only took a few seconds for it to start moving, and once it did, it continued down fairly easily. The front of the car was still slightly on the road, but there was still enough space between the two cars for my truck to fit through. But as I started walking back to my truck, I heard a loud voice yell in the distance. I turned around and could see a figure down the road sprinting towards me. I ran straight for the truck and got inside. In the headlights now were two more men running alongside him with something in their hands. By the time I got the truck to start moving, they were already right by the two cars, still sprinting towards me. I lined it up to go between the cars and ducked my head down slightly as I drove past them, just in case they started shooting. Thankfully, I was able to make it out unharmed and got a good distance away without any signs of them following. I tried calling the police soon after, but had no signal until 30 minutes later when I got closer to a small town. I told them about it and said I wasn't sure if they needed help or if it was a trap, but that it felt really unsettling. There's a chance that I just pushed an innocent person's car off the road who needed help, but it all seemed too well situated for that to be the case. I just don't understand why they were all so far up the road if they were planning an attack, but whatever the reason was, it might have saved me from something horrible. I nanny two amazing children for a single mother who is the owner of a pretty successful small business, which means she can't be home for her children as much as she wants to. The children had a play this one Friday night that their mother couldn't attend, so of course I stood in for her. The play ended at 7, and we had to hurry home so that the kids could eat and be in bed by 8:30. They usually had to wake up early for their respective sports practices. It was fall, so the sun went down pretty early, and by the time the play ended, it was pretty much pitch black outside. I got them settled in the back seat, and then we headed home. The family lived pretty far from the school, in a really nice neighborhood where your neighbors are a good walk away and you're pretty secluded from everyone. Most of the drive is a winding road with very few street lights. There's no sidewalks, and the road is so narrow that you almost can't fit two cars. Luckily, no one really goes on this road though, as there's only really 4 or 5 residences in this particular subdivision, which is why I found it odd when a car started trailing me real close. I thought it must be just one of the older people in the area who can't see well, so I ignored it until they turned their brights on. The speed limit was 15 the whole road, so I decided to pull over so they could go around me. I wasn't about to speed up on a road like this when I could barely see. However, the moment I pulled over, they pulled over too. Panic fell over me, but my mind tried to reason. If they're going down this road, they probably live here. Maybe my brake light was out or something. I looked in my rear view as a man got out of the car and waved. I locked the doors as precaution and rolled down my window slightly. He approached the car with a smile and asked me if a certain address was down this street. I didn't recognize the address, so I said no. I noticed though, as he asked the question, he kept looking at the kids in the back. Obviously, this made me very uncomfortable. I told him I really had to get home and apologized. He looked disappointed.
Those are some cute kids you got back there. What's your guys' names?
That was the last straw. I told him goodbye and I slowly started to press on the gas. Just as I started to move forward, he tried to grab the door. Then he punched the trunk and yelled after me as I drove away. The kids started to get frightened and I tried my best to remain calm. I called the police and explained exactly what happened, but while I was explaining, I saw headlights behind me. He started honking his horn aggressively. The operator told me to stay on the phone and that they were sending officers. He was tailing me dangerously, and I knew that if I even tapped the brake, he would crash into me. We were almost to the first home on the street, and I was praying with everything in me that the people who lived there were home. I wasn't about to lead this guy straight to where the kids lived. As we approached the house, I started honking incessantly. The guy behind us had let up and slowed down as I turned into the driveway of the home. I saw an older lady look out her window and a wave of relief came over me. The lady and her husband came out and I explained everything, and just a few minutes later I heard police sirens in the distance. They took my report there and escorted me and the kids back to the house. Their mother showed up about an hour later, and after I told her everything, she asked me what he looked like. I described the man as best I could, and she just stood there, frozen. After a bit, she finally said,
"He found me."
I asked who, and she replied,
"My ex-husband."
Apparently, several years ago, she had gotten a restraining order due to several incidents where her ex-husband tried to take her kids, so I guess this wasn't the first time things like this had happened. Thankfully, though, I never had to see him again, as the police were able to find him fairly easily.